Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I want to talk about something, and it's a word that a lot of people don't like, and it's called commitment. See, when you commit to something, you have to complete your destiny and reach your destination. I want to call this Faith the Facts. Being a Christian takes commitment. It's not just saying, Lord, I love you and you love me and we're going about our business. No, no. It takes great commitment all through your life. Here's a wonderful scripture, Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove, not God, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. See, it's our job to keep our bodies a living sacrifice and holy. Most people don't do that. They let the devil beat it up with sin, sickness, disease, and then they say, Lord, take care of it. See, you're not committed to what God's word says, spiritually, physically, or financially. It's not an easy word, but I want to tell you, it will bring great prize in your life. Here's another scripture, Proverbs 16, verse 3. Commit thy words or works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. In other words, your spirit, your soul, and body will be established if you commit your works to the Lord. I've had many opportunities to fail. You've heard me say that many times, but I just don't take any. I'm a committed man when it comes to knowing the word of the living God. And I'm very proud to say this. It's not bragging. It's just simply the truth. There's no secret sin here. What stops it? Commitment. I love everybody. I didn't say I liked everybody. There's a vast difference between loving and liking. You know, Jesus loved everybody, but he didn't like the Pharisee, the Sadducee, and the Zealot. I mean, he called them snakes, hypocrites, and vipers, but he went to the cross and died for them. Jesus was committed to us before the foundations of the earth. He was a lamb led to the slaughter before the foundation of the earth. So commitment is vitally important. So I live for Christ on a daily basis and not a Sunday basis. See, some people, they'll take a Sunday morning and that'll be about all they're going to do in their Christianity that whole week. We don't do that. Me and Catherine, no. We live daily. We have a daily devotion. We live and we're committed to it. We're committed to giving to the Lord. Some people don't believe in tithing. I personally do. I'm committed to that. I'm committed to by his stripes I'm healed. So that's why you've never seen me sick, sad, discouraged, despondent, broke, busted. And I'm not bragging about that. It's commitment to his word. When I want something and if something's in the way of it, I say to that mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into sea. Not doubt in my heart, believe those things what I say shall come to pass. I'm going to have whatsoever I say it. Now, faith that fact, and it'll change every part of your life. Every which way, it's dealing with commitment. I've been married to Kathy over 55 years now. What makes a good marriage? Well, commitment. Commit to it. That doesn't mean we don't have arguments. We all don't have arguments. It's common sense. But what I'm saying is when you commit to each other, it makes no difference. There's a scripture me and Kathy use a lot of times. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. You see what I'm saying? It's just literally that simple. So when I stand on the spoken word of God, and sometimes even as a preacher, when chaos is going nuts in the world, sometimes you don't feel saved, but that don't change it. You are. Sometimes I don't feel like going to work, but I do. Sometimes I don't feel like traveling out there, but I do it. Why? Commitment to go in the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Makes no difference how old I am or how I feel. Has to do with destiny and destinations. So when my body says, I'm going to do that. No, you ain't doing that. No, you are committed to me. This is what you're going to do. And when you understand that, and then when the devil tries to put thoughts in my mind, I go, well, that's not my thoughts. My thoughts are lovely, just, good report, pure and virtuous. I think on these things. Well, how do you do that? Commitment. This is a message right here, what's happening. See, when you commit to God's word, all the promises of God are yea and amen. There's over 7,000 of them. Pick one today, bless God, and have a great time with it. You got the promise of your family down to 1,000 generations. That's big, ladies and gentlemen. You want to be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out. Give, and it shall be given to you. Why? That's commitment. So I believe in the harvest as much as I believe in the seed. That's commitment. I hope you enjoyed this little Faith the Facts today. And if you'll faith what I'm saying and make it a fact in your life, it will change everything. See you later. Bye-bye.